You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Going to get back up to 60-ish today. But then by tonight, a little bit of snow is going to roll into the area.
So nice.
And maybe a little bit tomorrow, too.
So nice yesterday, Dom.
I saw your photo from the park.
Man, I actually got outside and ran yesterday. I've been doing all, you know, elliptical and treadmill at home. And I actually went outside and...
Did you blind
what a difference.
Did you blind people with your white legs?
Oh, my gosh. It was so busy out there. People were out, like, in droves, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a difference from running on a treadmill versus actually running outside. Isn't that weird?
Because
you would be conditioned to just run 15 miles, but it was like a mile into it. I'm like,
it was a slog.
I was coughing up chicken wings, and I'm all phlegmy today. I'm like, my lungs are like, what are you doing?
At some point, we need to talk about the entertaining difference between Jeremy and Dom on the Max Trainer.
Yeah. Well, that's why I felt like, you know, I do pretty good on that thing. And when I got outside yesterday, I was like, my knees hurt.
Well, I know. And that's what I'm saying is because you tell me that, you know, you're running at like level 17 for like an hour and 20 minutes. And I'm like,
but on that
holy
thing,
crap, I've got Max Trainer envy because I get on that thing and I'm not getting up to that level, and I'm not going that long.
Yeah, it's totally different. I don't know, man. When you actually have to get out there and move your mass versus just standing there, I guess. And
well, how do you get on level 17? I don't even understand.
No,
that.
No, you usually hit about 13, 14.
13, okay. I get to level 7, and I'm like, that's too much.
Just get into it. The key is to have something that totally distracts you.
I've done that. I'm watching videos.
Yeah.
Reading, listening to podcasts. Can't distract myself enough from the fact that I can't get above level 7.
The burning. The burning. Feel the burn, Dom. Feel the burn.
All right, let's talk about these emojis. I'm looking at a picture of them right now.
Yeah, so there's this list going around this morning. It's mostly for the ladies because, you know, the internet is full of creeps and perverts. This says if you want to shield yourself from these creeps and perverts on the IG, you got to block these 8 emojis. And I guess there's a feature on Instagram that lets you block these comments or certain words or the emojis. And it'll purge like 90% of this stuff. And we were looking at the pictures this morning. Now, the first two are obvious. I get it. These have been used for a long time to be naughty. Mm-hmm. The eggplant.
Okay.
And the peach, which is supposed to be like a butt, right?
Oh, well,
nice butt.
I'm adding another one because
one?
The very last one on the list is really foul.
Well, there's this sweat emoji that looks like, you know, like splashing water, I guess, that can be used in various ways. There's different smiley faces with their tongue hanging out, which those just kind of look cute, you know?
Got
Isn't
no
there like a winky
those.
One or something? I don't know. There's a mouth emoji, which is just lips, which is fine. You can say, oh, I'll kiss you.
It's sensual.
And then there's is this the one you're talking about? The drooling smiley face emoji?
Yeah.
That one's full on creep. That one's a little creepy.
It's not only, it's a combination of the drool that's coming out, but also the eyes, the way it's looking. Something going on there.
Something ain't right with that one.
So
I can honestly say, though, I have never used any of these 8 emojis ever. I guess I'm not in that realm where I need to be using those. I guess if I was in the dating scene or
a
little younger.
The middle emoji of the faces, the one with the tongue just sticking out straight. Nah, I'll do that if I say something snarky.
Okay.
You know, because it's like a snark
look
to me.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. I've used that one plenty of times, but I have not used the eggplant, the tongue, the peach, certainly not the pervert drooling.
Uh-huh. Like, what if you genuinely want eggplant for dinner? Like, you can't send that
just
to anybody.
Right. Hey, honey, I'm getting eggplant. That's all you have to do.
Or you are really craving some peaches. You know, you can't use these.
Okay, but you can't tell me with the peach design that the people who came up with it did not have an ulterior motive, because you can draw a peach in a way that doesn't look like that.
It's a butt. It's a butt with a stem coming out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. And same with the eggplant.
I interpret it some other ways too, but I'm just saying you can draw a peach that looks not like that.
That's straight up naughty. You know, it's these little nerdy programmers and these guys that develop this stuff, they got to have a little bit of fun, I guess. And this is how they do it.
Well, I don't want to cost them any fun, but
I mean, that's as close as some of them might get. Oh, that was mean. That was mean. Sorry.
Well, more true than fine.